1. Happy birthday, Susie Epstein. Sam, 1997. It was the summer all the children in the neighborhood caught a virus. One by one, they were felled for a week that involved buckets next to beds and cool towels to swab foreheads and mouths. Their mothers speculated on the origin, placing silent blame on Susie Epstein's 15th birthday party, where Sarah Epstein, derailed by an argument with her estranged husband that took place in the front driveway of their home during the party, left 20 or so unattended teenagers to open all the cans of soda in the cooler and cut the cake, sharing forks and drinks and saliva with abandon. The bug spread so fast that Susie Epstein's party had taken on the mythic proportions of a bacchanalia. The gossip chain now fueled by exhausted women whose nostrils were lined with the sour smell of their children's vomit. In the evenings, when stomachs had quieted before the next bout began, women gathered on front stoops. If you looked down the street at dusk, you would see an uneven trail of red dots, like a runway lit by a madman. Mothers, solitary and weary smokers afraid to spread the germs to one another's homes, called from porch to check on the wellness of the children contained within. How's Frankie? Ruthie? Bella? Peter? Did Mindy get it too? Has the fever broken yet? Do you need extra buckets? I'll leave some on your porch. They drifted off to sleep to the disembodied voices of their mothers floating through the open bedroom windows, as they lay twisted in pastel sheets, now slightly damp from their fevers, their stomachs hollow and their ribs aching. By that first crack of daylight, as most of their fathers left for the train station, newspapers landed on doorsteps next to a pile of cigarette butts and often a lone empty glass where the ghost of foam stuck to the rim. Milk soured in boxes, and the deliveries were reduced from 2 days to one because no one felt well enough to drink milk, let alone dunk a cookie. It would be weeks before real food had any appeal. Vacations got canceled. Sleepaway camp and swim lessons and summer jobs were missed. In the glare of late July, as most of them recovered slowly, they left their houses in the mornings, stepping onto unusually quiet streets, squinting into the sun, their arms, legs, and chests pale as December. Sam was among the last to get sick, which surprised him because Susie Epstein had been first, probably adding to the rumor of guilt. In truth, Susie and Sam had missed the birthday cake and the cola. From where they were sitting in the basement, in the room where Mr. Epstein had been living before he moved out, they could hear their friends singing happy birthday, unaware or uncaring that Susie wasn't present. Thigh touching thigh, they sat on the floor, their backs against the bed, as Susie showed Sam the box of photographs that she had found hidden in the closet way on the top shelf, covered with woolen ski sweaters patterned with snowflakes. The photographs were stored in a dented Buster Brown shoebox, the lid ripped at the corners, mended with ample amounts of scotch tape. Susie placed the box gently on Sam's lap. Due to the proximity of her bare brown thighs against his own, he was grateful for the extra coverage. "Here," Susie sighed as Sam lifted the lid, as if she knew too well what he was about to see. The sound escaping from her lips would be something Sam forever associated with anticipation and disappointment. Clara Stevens, Mindy's mother, was the first face Sam recognized. She was on the bench by the little kid's swings in Westside Park, laughing into the camera. It looked like a totally normal picture, except that her skirt had gathered at the top of her thighs, so a triangle of her underpants was slightly exposed. Esther Newman, Ruthie and Celia's mother, was next. Her photo showed her in the Epstein's pool, her floral bikini top bright, her arms blurry, splashing water at the photographer. Sam lifted each photo slowly, curious which mother he would encounter next, and a little afraid to see his own mother included in Mr. Epstein's bizarre collection. The photos certainly weren't worthy of the Playboy magazines Johnny Ross and Sam had discovered in Johnny's basement, where Dr. Ross had hid them behind the non-working toilet. But he did wonder what Dr. Ross would think of his own bikini-wearing wife, sitting with her legs crossed at the ankles on the edge of the Epstein's diving board. The exceptions to the photographs were Mrs. Chang, who was older than their mothers and had adopted Peter when he was 5, Mrs. Spade, Bella's mother, who had been in and out of the hospital for as long as Sam could remember, Mrs. Epstein, whom Sam didn't expect to see, and his own mother. Every other mother in the neighborhood was there.